There is plenty of weather to discuss on this Friday afternoon. I want you to be weather aware in the coming hours. Anytime between now and about 10 o'clock tonight, there is potential for some heavy thunderstorms, and some of these storms will pack a punch and may produce damage in some locations. In terms of storm threats, there is the potential for some heavy downpours that may lead to some localized flooding. And a reminder that if you encounter a flooded roadway, it's not safe to drive through those floodwaters. Also, with these storms, there is potential for some large hail, wind gusts that may be damaging. That means there is the potential for damage to trees or power lines with some of these heavier wind gusts. And a couple of these storms will have the potential to spin up a tornado as well. So I don't want you to be scared by that threat. I know some people get nervous, but I do want you to be aware that that is a possibility. So if you are monitoring the weather closely, like you should be this afternoon, you'll want to definitely keep an eye out for these storms as they come by. And if there is a warning in your area, certainly take action immediately. Stay in a safe place until these storms pass through and clear your location. Now, another concern today, even before any rainfall, we have a couple of flood warnings to talk about. One on Lake Champlain, where the waters are running a bit high. There's also some warnings for flooding along some of our streams. As the snowmelt continues in the mountains, water levels are running pretty high. And of course, if we get a downpour over a stream, that's only going to make the flooding situation even worse. So keep that in mind. The other thing is, behind these storms this evening, as they clear out, it is going to remain windy. We're talking about winds that may gust between 40 and 55 miles per hour right through the night. So there's damage potential even beyond the threat that comes from our thunderstorms in the coming hours. It'll all be left with a nice day tomorrow, so at least we get a reward after some stormy weather tonight. Tomorrow looks to be a nice day with sunshine. Temperatures right around 70 degrees with low levels of humidity. Really a fine spring day is ahead for tomorrow. And then on Sunday, it looks like we'll have more clouds in the mix, and there is the chance for some wet weather as we wrap up the weekend. So if you have things to do outside, tomorrow is going to be the best day for that. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, evening showers and storms, then clearing and windy, lows in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, with a high around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, some evening showers and storms, then clearing and windy, lows in the 40s to low 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, some evening showers and thunderstorms, then clearing and windy, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, high 70 to 75. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight some evening showers and storms, clearing and windy, lows in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, nice, mostly sunny and pleasant, with a high around 70 degrees. Region-wide on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain, highs around 60. And on Monday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, cooler with highs in the 50s. Again, a reminder that you should be weather aware between now and about 10 o'clock tonight, as some potentially heavy thunderstorms will come through at least portions of our area. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.